House Democrats vote tomorrow for a minority leader to replace Richard Gephardt. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is the next in line to assume that position, but she's getting a challenge from a colleague 30 years her junior. Joining me now is Tennessee Congressman Harold Ford, Jr. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners also.
I read your op-ed piece in the Washington Post today. Clearly, you're presenting yourself as a centrist alternative to Pelosi. Do you feel the election of a liberal would be giving too much ammunition to conservative Republicans?
No, I've not tried to label anybody in this race. Why I'm running is that I think the last four elections, Democrats have demonstrated that our strategy and message has just not worked. We're 0-4 when it comes to trying to take the majority. For the first time since I joined the Congress, or was elected to the Congress, Democrats who were elected after 1994, meaning we've been in a minority our entire time in the Congress, make up a majority of the Democratic caucus. And it just seems to me at some point we have to be willing to say, those of us who would probably be known as backbenchers, the post-94 Democrats, because we've only been there for four or five terms or less, we believe that it's time that the leadership give us an opportunity to infuse some of our ideas and some of our energy into efforts to not only oppose Republicans and to come up with solutions to answers, but to lead this party.
There's a feeling that Pelosi's got this thing won and you're spoiling her party.
Well, the race is not over. I've heard my opponent and friend, Congresswoman Pelosi, say that the race is over. And in one regard, she's right. The race between her and Martin Frost is over because Martin dropped out of the race. But the race between she and I is certainly not over. It's an uphill battle. I recognize I'm an underdog. But the appeal that my candidacy has to so many of my colleagues is that many of them are yearning for something different. Many of them are yearning for a different approach to our elections. I think the main reason, if not the most significant reason, that we lost Democrats today in this most recent election is that we had no message. We shared with the American people what was wrong, and they already knew these things. Drug costs too high, college tuition costs too high, jobs being lost, and their retirement plans and accounts shrinking. The American people responded to Democrats, what are you going to do? And we had no set of plans. We had no coherent plan. That was problematic, and I think the main reason that many voters, despite conditions that generally favor Democrats, while we were unable to put together a winning coalition. However, there were some Democrats who did win. The gubernatorial candidates in Kansas and Oklahoma and Illinois and Michigan and Pennsylvania and even my home state of Tennessee, where we endured some five or six Air Force One or presidential visits where the president traveled across Tennessee, he and the vice president, as well as the former president.
But Congressman, you supported the president on Iraq, supported him on the compromise of Homeland Security. You don't want to roll back the tax cut. You just want to redirect them. What are you offering for Democrats?
That's not true. I didn't support the tax cut. I supported the Iraqi resolution, and I believe we should not roll back, but freeze the part of the tax cut that is reserved for the outer years and act an immediate round of tax rebates for working Americans. Where I think we fail, Mr. Governor, is when Democrats just oppose and just say no and just explain to the American people what we are against. I think what the American people are looking for are politicians who can explain what they're against, but also talk about what you're for. And we, frankly, have not done a good job at that. I thought President Bush traveled the country and said to the American people, give me a Republican Senate because I want terrorism insurance, I want homeland security, I want a war, and I want someone who will help me prosecute this war on terrorism, and I want to make my tax cuts permanent. Democrats did not have a response, not a coherent response at least, and I believe that was part of the reason, if not the main reason, why the American people re-elected a Republican Congress, but took the Senate from Democrats.
Congressman, thank you very much. Congressman Harold Ford, Jr., Democrat from Tennessee. Tomorrow I'll talk with Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.